Federal Healthcare Network is a federally qualified health center, or FQHC, that works with local hospitals to promote equitable access to healthcare and help build healthier communities. Today, we'll learn more about the important work of FQHCs from a board-certified pediatrician who has worked with Federal Health for over 20 years. Joining us is Dr. Charvette Slaughter, Chief Medical Officer at Federal Healthcare, partnered with OB Hospitalist Group at Somerville Medical Center. This is the Obstetrics Podcast from OB Hospitalist Group. I am your host, Prakash Chandran. So Dr. Slaughter, thank you so much for joining us today. Truly appreciate your time. Could you start by telling us a little bit about your background and your role at Federal Healthcare Network?
Sure. I am a native of Charleston, South Carolina. I attended Duke University and the Medical University of South Carolina, where I went to medical school and received my training and residency at the Medical College of Georgia. I returned to Charleston and started working in the capacity of being a pediatrician with a private pediatric office at first, and then transitioning over to the health center that I work at now, which is formerly known as Franklin C. Federer Healthcare, but now is Federer Healthcare Network. And I've been the chief medical officer at this facility just for the past 5 years after working for 21 years at the health center.
Wow, that is an impressive background. Can you talk to us a little bit more about what a federally qualified health center is, and how many locations does Federal Healthcare have?
Well, we are considered a community health center with oversight from a federal agency known as the HRSA, Health and Resource Services Administration, and they help to monitor our compliance. And we serve everyone, you know, but particularly those communities that are considered marginalized in underserved areas or just vulnerable populations. And it's to provide quality and comprehensive care, care that is given regardless of anyone's ability to pay. So that's our mission, and we're mission-minded and looking for individuals who have the same vision that we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Aligning with people that are mission-driven like you are totally makes sense. Can you talk to us more broadly about the services that you provide at Federer, including the OBGYN services?
Yes, we provide services for OB. First of all, we'll mention that we are comprehensive. So we have family medicine practices, pediatrics, we have clinical pharmacists, pharmacies, a dental practice. And over the past several years, we also have the OB physician that works out of one of our practices providing care for those individuals. And since last year, we were able to expand that to two of our locations, one at our Somerville site and one at our downtown Charleston site.
Yeah, and that leads me to my question around the clinic partnership with OB Hospitalist Group at Somerville Medical Center. Can you talk around what that has enabled for you?
The hospitalist group basically allowed us to be able to expand. We have on staff just one OB, at the time, one OB physician who provided care for our patients here. A large portion of our population who needed that service at the time, some of them were not documented, some of them didn't know where to turn. And over the years, that service has been expanding by word of mouth. People know that they can come here as a safety net to get care so they can have healthy babies. Of course, we serve all individuals who require services, but there was definitely a niche for that. And with only one OB doctor, it's difficult to manage all of that and care for them in the hospital, deliver these babies. So that physician came to us with a support group of his own because he was a part of the OBHG group. And so their view was developed and we were able to have that partnership where they would deliver our babies. When he's on call, he would deliver the babies and provide that in-house care. So we were able to provide continuity of care, prenatal care, and then the postnatal care.
Yeah, that's incredible. I can imagine how difficult it must have been for one OB to be servicing a community, especially as you are growing in notoriety and in numbers. So that leads me to wonder, when you started partnering with OB Hospitalist, what was the onboarding process like? And can you share any of the results that you started to see with that collaboration?
So I'll put this out there. I mean, over the past year, we were able to deliver 568 babies, which is, you know, that's pretty impressive, right?
Absolutely.
For a provider. So as a part of all of this, and what has grown from this experience is that we were able to bring on a new OBGYN doc to come down to our downtown site. We have also partnered with the medical school through Trident in terms of having an OB residency program as well. So we've been able to expand our workforce on this end and hopefully grow some additional OBGYN providers that will continue to care for our families here in the agency over the years to come.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, it sounds like such a boon for the community. Is there anything else that you'd like to share just around how the clinic-hospital relationship benefits patients?
It's just the continuity of care is so important to be able to have someone that our doctor has a relationship with, to communicate with them, be a part of that group, share the information, get the information back to us so that we can report it and continue to receive services, receive funding, resources for those patients so that we can continue to provide wraparound services. As a result, we help these families to get, if they are eligible, Medicaid. And we now know that Medicaid can be provided for these families for up to a year after they deliver their babies. And just as a result of this relationship, we were able to expand on our current OBHG agreement so that we can also deliver those babies at two additional hospitals around the Tri-County area for a total of three.
Yeah, that is just so cool. And another thing that I imagine that through this, that federal healthcare has had a broader impact on the community with regards to maternal health. Is this something that you can speak to?
Sure. We monitor quality, and there are things that we report, data that we report and track. And the numbers of babies, as I mentioned, 500 plus, although the one thing that we're very proud of is that despite the fact that a lot of our families who find themselves in circumstances beyond their control, in some cases, they access prenatal care later than we would like. You know, one of our quality measures is to access care within the first trimester. That doesn't always happen, but despite that, we have been able to have very good quality numbers. One of those benchmarks is the number of low birth weight babies or premature babies, and that's very low compared to the national average. So that's one of the things that we're proud of. And the other nice thing is that we, over this past year, have opened a practice on the campus of another practice that we have named a Women's and Children's Center. So if you can imagine, during the time that the woman is getting her care along the way, we're making those introductions to our pediatric team. And so there, again, you have that continuity of care. Now you have turned into a medical home to provide for your children, your family members, and next door, anyone can go to the site next door, and that provides care for the entire family unit. So that's the other thing that has been able to grow out of this process. So we're producing healthy babies, healthy mothers, and healthy communities.
I mean, it is such an important and formidable time in a woman's life when she is going through the pregnancy and also afterwards. And a community resource like the one we're talking about is just critical, not only for providing the physical support, but also the mental and emotional support, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are able to provide behavioral health services for women who have struggled with postpartum depression or any behavioral health or mental health concern. We even have several providers on staff who are able to provide services for mothers who find themselves in a way of opioid addiction, to be able to provide medication assisted therapy for those individuals so that even they can have a healthy pregnancy and baby.
So Dr. Slaughter, just as we start to close here, you know, it's very clear that you and your team are very mission driven, and you've been able to help a lot of people in the community with the work that you've been doing. If there's one thing that you would like to leave with our listeners, what might that be?
Well, we'd just like to let everyone in the community know that Federal Healthcare is here and we're available and ready to help care for families. And we provide that overhaul, that wraparound care for our families. And you don't have to worry about not having resources because we can assist with that. We have case managers on staff to assist patients with all sorts of barriers to care that they may have. We even have services that connect us with Low Country Street Grocery and the food bank to provide meals for families. We have pharmacy that has 340B pricing for families that are eligible so that they can get their medications. We even have sometimes access to free medications through direct relief for those individuals. So it's wraparound care, and we're right here. We're in most neighborhoods. We're across four different counties: Charleston, Berkeley, Dorchester, and Colleton counties. So there's one near just about every community.
Well, Dr. Slaughter, I think that is the perfect place to end. Thank you for all the work that you do and for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Dr. Charvette Slaughter, Chief Medical Officer at Federal Healthcare, partnered with OB Hospitalist Group at Somerville Medical Center. To learn more, you can visit federhealthcare.org. If you found this podcast to be helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Obstetrics Podcast from OB Hospitalist Group. I'm your host, Prakash Chandran. Until next time, stay well.